Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosemary Ramsey. That's my christened name. I'm known as Rosie. And Christopher Ramsey. He's not christened.
That's just a dig at me for not being christened.
No, just you don't have like a do you have a middle name?
I don't have a middle name, no.
Well, sorry about that.
Well, before we dive into who's got a middle name and what, welcome to episode 9. And first, a word from our sponsor.
I forgot about it.
This week's sponsor is... Children.
Sure, right.
Children. Hey, do you like being tired? Have some children. Do you feel like you've got too much spare time? Children.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy going to the worst pubs and restaurants imaginable just because the monkey behaviour of the shithead that you created is covered up by everything else there? You need some children.
Yeah.
Are you fed up of staying up late, watching whatever you want on the telly and going to lovely restaurants and just generally having a really nice life? Children can ruin all that for you.
You said restaurants twice.
Did I?
That's fine though.
There's a restaurant theme. Children and restaurants. Don't mix.
Anything else?
Don't just have one. Have loads. Be gutted.
They're free to make.
They're free to make. Can't take them back. No refunds on children.
Still don't have a sponsor.
Yes, we do. Children. Just said it. It's like you're not listening.
Oh, God. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
So, sorry, I'm going to just start, but me and Chris have nodded at each other about 6 times.
That was crazy.
And that's you start, not you start.
You always start, so I nodded.
I just forget.
I nodded at you to start, and then you nodded at me. That was madness.
Sorry about that.
That was, we need to start video podcasting, because that is.
That was ridiculous.
That was pointless. That was, can you imagine if that was a live YouTube feed?
That would have been awful.
Good heavens, it was like two old ladies sitting on two opposite bus stops just nodding at each other.
You go.
Hello.
You go.
Vera. Yeah.
Anyway, hello. Welcome to Shagged, Married, Annoyed. This is episode 9. Gosh, 9 of them.
Yeah.
Mint. Thanks for listening so far. Had a flurry of listeners this week because we won a very popular daytime television show.
Good Morning Britain.
Good Morning Britain. It was great.
Good Morning Britain.
Do you know what I especially loved about Good Morning Britain?
What?
The woman who held the door open, the security lady, when you walked in, she said...
Nah, Rosie, hold on, can I tell them what you said? Right. So what Rosie enjoyed so much, right, was as we got... I'm not talking over you here, Rosie. I'm just because I think... I forgot about this because I've had quite a long day.
It's the best bit of the day.
It was, so as we were walking in, the security lady at Good Morning Britain held the door open and went, good morning. And Rosie turned around to me and went, Britain. And then every time someone said good morning, you said Britain. It was so embarrassing. It was ridiculous.
Just
oh, God.
Staying on brand, you know?
Literally, I got a text off someone today saying, oh my God, Rosie's such a pro, you'd think she'd been on telly for ages, like because of your interview.
All right.
But they don't see you going, Britain, every time someone says, Good morning. They didn't see you 2 days ago when I told her that Gloria Estefan was probably going to be on as well, and you started crying.
Oh, I know.
And she wasn't even in the studio. it was a fucking recorded interview.
I was so sad. Yeah, I did start crying when you told me that, didn't I? It was all a bit much.
I literally saw the advert. I went, look who's on Good Morning Britain. And you turned round from watching the telly and pointed at your cheeks and there was tears on them. And you never met her.
Didn't meet her. Oh, gosh.
But to be fair, we still had a good morning.
Britain.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a different vibe tonight. I mean, obviously, wherever you're listening, thank you for listening. But wherever you are listening, it may be Friday, it may be a few days afterwards, it may be in a few weeks when we've been on something else again, I'm not sure. But we are recording this at night.
I know, we've never done this.
First one we've recorded.
We're also recording this with Alcofrolic Velebridges.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a little glass of wine each. So we did basically the way we day planned out. We did Good Morning Britain this morning, and then Rosie came home on the train, and I had another meeting in London, and then I've just came home now and banging straight into the podcast, mate.
Boom.
But you know what we've both had to do, because we knew we had to do the podcast tonight? Tactical naps.
Yes.
Like old men.
Your nap was a bit more scheduled than mine.
Yeah.
You knew that you could go back to the hotel and stick a little nap in.
Yeah.
I came home, my mum popped round, she went, Rosie, you look dreadful.
It's always nice to hear.
Great. And she was like, she actually ushered me up the stairs. She was like, go and have a nap. Wow. You've got to record the podcast. I was like, mum, I'm fine. She was like, no.
Those bags don't lie. Your mum's really good with she's like a big, big fan of the podcast. I know she'll be listening now, and she's properly on it. She's like, you guys, don't forget, you've got to do the podcast. She's like my unofficial manager.
She just doesn't want it to be shit, that's what I think. Because she tells all her friends about it.
Her and me both. She's good at cutting. She's good at telling you when you look rough. She's good at telling you look tired when you've actually had a really good sleep. She's good at pointing out that you've got too much on your plate if you've made some food. Do you remember the time I was... So my little comfort meal in the house is 4 slices of white bread, toasted, a tin of sausages and beans. Used to be Heinz, now it's Branston. Beans are just better. Yeah. And a bit of cheese on top. Mm. And I remember the first time she saw it, she literally just... Because I have it on like a pizza plate. It's just like a plate that you'd normally have like a 10-inch pizza on. And I had it and I was walking through and she went, oh God, look at all that. Oh goodness me. I was like, oh well, I don't feel like eating now. I feel like I want to throw it in the wheelie bin.
She's just jealous. Find her reading the cupboards later when you're not in. Yeah,
licking me plate. I'll take that for you. I'm watching you, Sandra. I'm watching you. I tell you what the show could have been sponsored by, actually.
What's that?
A real one.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of work in progress gigs.
Oh, right. Oh, is this the point where you're going to plug all your gigs?
Yes.
Right, just get on with it.
Not all of them.
Instead of pretending... Stop segueing and just tell everyone where the gigs are quickly. Well,
so I've got to write a new show, a new stand-up show. It'll be brand new from last year. And I've got to do a lot of work in progress gigs. So if you keep an eye on my website and join my mailing list on my website, chrisramseycomedy.com, thank you. You will see soon they'll get announced. They're only little gigs in very small places, very intimate.
You're running out of time.
I'll be working on notes.
Yeah.
Rosie won't be there, so stop asking.
Sorry. Do you have the date available, or are you just going to...
Nah, they're
just
going
to go to the website.
I just love the fact that I said to you, people expect you there, you should come to them, and you were like, I only do arenas now, after they chanted my name at the arena.
Sorry, guys. Sean, find
can't
me.
Can't afford it.
100 seaters. You know, good morning, Britain.
All right, man, I've got to go. So have I, but I've got to go and test out my stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, come see them if you fancy it.
Nah.
Just the love and support of a good wife. It's just great. You know what I mean? I just spills wine on her chin. Saw you. Yeah, wipe your face. Go on.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right. What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? I should probably make that into a proper jingle rather than just
no
doing
time.
It.
No time.
I haven't got time.
do you want to go first?
Yes, I will go first. Okay, Christopher Ramsey, my beef this week with you, beef bourguignon, you might like to call it, right?
Yeah.
Beef tartare.
Yeah.
All the beefs.
Great.
This is not a very relatable beef, okay?
I had an intake of breath there, because when it's not relatable, it means it's going to be one of the really weird things I do.
It's not weird. It's weird to me, but there might be people out there that do this, or they might know someone that does this, okay?
Okay.
It's the whole situation with Robin's toys. You know what I'm going to say?
I know exactly what you're going to say, because I was just doing it before we started
I know,
the podcast.
I know. Hence why it jumped to the top of the list. Christopher, you know all of Robin's toys off by heart.
Yeah.
You know how many Paw Patrols he's got.
Yep.
You know the little extra characters. Mm-hmm. You know how many cars he's got. Mm-hmm. You know how many super wing character things he's got, right? Yep. You cannot rest and go to bed until you know that all of those are safe. And I find it so fucking weird. And I had to swear there because it's the weirdest thing in the world. I could not give a crap how many toys he's got. I pick them up at the end of the night and I throw them into a box.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. Right.
You've just been down the back of the settee looking, what was his name?
Right. I don't know the name of him. I think he's called Doug or something.
Yeah. Oh.
It's one of the I think he's called Doug because he digs. He's one of the Super Wings planes that digs. We've got these little 2-inch tall Super Wings characters that change from robots.
How many
has
he got?
He's got, he has got 11, but Doug's missing, so there's only 10 at the minute. But he's also got, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. He's got actually got 15, but that consists of two Donnies. So he's got Donnie in Swap, he's got Jerome in Swap. And he's got Jet and Swap twice, so there's three Jets. Right?
Oh, he's cute but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
Honestly, so I've got myself a reputation within our household as the dad who finds everything. I literally, Robin will go, where's that? And I'll find it. I'll be like, who finds everything? He'll be like, Daddy. I'll be like, yeah, what I've done is I've set myself up for a fall.
Oh my God, oh yeah, I've heard you do that.
I do, I go, who finds everything? He goes, Daddy. I go, that's right. But I've set myself up for a fall here. Because they say I've got the pressure of it, right? So if I don't know where them toys are, I'm freaking out. Rosie, I came in, I saw the Super Wings on the floor in the corner. The little ramps weren't on the base. I thought, right, this doesn't look good. Straight away, he's missing. One of them's missing. And I honestly, we started the podcast slightly late because I was looking for him.
I know.
I said I was going to the toilet. I was looking for him in the bathroom.
You'll not come to bed. You'll come to bed 10 minutes
I
later.
I will not sleep the night until I find that toy.
Listeners, he's not even joking. This is no exaggeration.
No joke. No word of a joke.
The man's a weirdo.
I won't.
It's rubbing off on Robin though as well, you know.
Is it?
Well, yeah, because he's like that. He's like, where's such and such? I'm like, why do you care?
Because it's his toy and he loves it.
Oh, whatever. I never cared. I never cared when I was a kid. I just had stuff.
The thing is, we need to stop getting them sets of things. It's when it's a set and I'm like, well, that's a set. And there's going to be bits missing. And if it's a bit missing, I'll freak out. I know.
Everything's a set.
I know.
The pizza? The little pizza you had with all the little toppings in that. What do I like with that?
Yeah. Well, it was basically, it was a wooden pizza box and a wooden pizza. And it was Velcro together. And you had a little cutter with it and everything. And there was mushrooms, peppers and pepperoni. Mm. And I would collect all them little, they were like little casino chips.
Yeah.
And I'd collect them up. And it made three little equal sized piles in each little docket. If there was one missing, oh, there was hell on.
I know. I know.
I found one outside once. I nearly had a breakdown.
It's like a horror film.
Yeah, I found one outside. I was like, I'll burn the house. Might as well burn the house down and start again. Wow. I will find it after this, and I'll tweet you when I find it.
Good for you.
Me.
Don't tag me.
Okay, my beef with you is...
Yes.
We are working together now, Rosie, yeah. Which is lovely. I love working with you. I love the fact that we get to go on these little trips together and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Catching... A train or a plane with you is one of the most stressful things in the world. Planes mainly.
Why?
Trains, I'll tell you two things, right? You would happily get to an airport 6 hours before the plane's going to leave.
Just like to be there on time.
Ridiculous. You would leave weeks beforehand. It's craziness. Train's not so bad because I like to get on a train and get a little single seat. So I always have a little bit of a panic. But we'll seem to be okay so far. But you'll still get there really early and I'll just be sitting there freaking out. Airports. I absolutely detest going to airports with you. I love you to death, but I detest it. When we went to Australia with your mum and Robin, it was one of the craziest experiences in my life because she's a worse version of you. And she was like, what time should we get there? And it's like, well, 2 hours before. Well, it's, oh, you know, might be a bit traffic. The flight's at 8, that's 2 hours at 6, might be traffic. We'll live an hour away from the airport. Let's leave at midday. Let's leave at midday. And you're like, Sandra, I could walk there from midday. Listeners, right, I will never forget. We were in the departure lounge once. We got your seats on the plane. We're in the departure lounge. We're all sitting on a bench. Over to our right was the gate where people were starting to board the plane. The queue from the gate came up from our right, past us, off into the distance and round the back of the room. We were sitting on a bench. Sandra and Rosie made us get up from the bench, walk all the way to the back of the queue with all of our shit and stand and go back past the same fucking bench where you'd been sitting on.
Everybody does that. The people who sit down are weird. The people who sit down are weird.
Seat. We're going to be... Someone's got to be last on the plane. It's not like you get on and they go...
I don't want it.
It's not like Soggy Biscuit. It's not like you get on last and there's a forfeit. You absolute maniac.
I don't want to be last. I like to be sat in my seat getting comfy.
Right, well, I've got
24-hour flight to Australia. You wanted to get on 20 minutes early, did you? Maniac.
I've got two responses to this.
Okay.
Okay, the first reason why I like to get there a little bit early, right? Okay, grown up, you had holidays every year abroad, okay? Little bit spoiled, little bit of a rich boy, right? I didn't have holidays every year. A summer holiday for us as a family of five was a little bit of a rare occasion. Yeah. And you know what? Going to the airport was exciting.
Right.
And I've kept a little bit of that in us, all right? I quite like the airport. I get a little bit excited. Do you know what I mean? I sometimes get a Toblerone. I get that excited. I buy me little bits.
No one gets a Toblerone. That's bollocks.
I get a Toblerone. Sell them in W.H. Smith. Genuinely have a couple of times. Get a little bit excited. I enjoy me little time.
I can get that. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Second thing.
Yeah.
I once nearly missed a flight.
Okay.
Honest to God. Well, it was when I was going to work abroad and me and my three colleagues who I'd only just met actually were going to work in Rhodes. We went to Heathrow, all of us just a little bit excited. Heathrow's massive.
Yeah.
Spent ages. I was in Mango and they put a call out. I was shopping. Put a call out for a flight and we were like, wow. No!
See?
So you had to run to the plane.
Did they call your name?
No, it was just the flight. It was like last call for such and such to Rhodes. And we were like, what?
See, that's the thing though. If you wait long enough, they'll just call your name. You get a VIP service. Sometimes they come on a little trolley.
They were raging when we got on the plane.
Were they?
Everyone was like, it was a
you bitch. Can you remember when we were on our honeymoon? This is one of the weirdest things I've heard.
That was our best holiday.
Easily. So we were on our honeymoon in Greece and... Can you remember
Santorini, babe. That was an expensive holiday.
I know.
Name drop it.
Sorry, okay, Santorini.
Santorini, beautiful.
Good Lord. Can you remember, we were with this guy who worked for Google. We met this guy who worked for Google and he was really high up. And he had this mad points card for British Airways or something, or Virgin or whatever. Can you remember the levels he told you about?
No.
So he told you about these different levels of getting all of these kind of points. And you get you get to this level where... If you've got enough points and you're a frequent enough flyer, if you're going to be late, you can phone.
And they'll hold the plane.
And they'll hold the plane for you. And that's the one above. So if you get sort of level 3, captain will come and shake your hand. He'll come and meet you. Then you get the next level. There was something else, like a queue jumper and the captain will shake your hand. And then level 1, the platinum level, was all of the other things combined and you made the if you could make the plane late.
That's disgusting.
Can you imagine how fuming you would be? Right?
Oh my God.
If you sat there, someone made the plane late. They went, oh, sorry, some rich twat who flies all the time. He's late, so he's made the plane late. And then when he gets there, the pilot comes out and goes, oh, cheers, mate. That's rubbing salt in the wound, isn't it?
Raging. That shouldn't be allowed. Surely that he might have been telling lies because that can't be a thing with the air traffic control.
Apparently, money talks, doesn't it? One day I'll be able to make everyone late for
I would
for
never
my
let you. You know I wouldn't
imagine
let you.
Imagine if you did it at Newcastle Airport, you'd get kicked the shit on the flight.
What do you mean?
Loads of lads on a stag do just booting you all over. All the way to Portugal hitting you with their nine irons.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right, it's time for questions from the public.
Yeah.
That's you. Hey, you in the house now listening to this. That's you, mate.
That's you, thank you.
Well done. That little whisper was really creepy. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Keep them flying in. I've had some brilliant
ones. Write
that
down. People keep asking us and I don't know what it is.
You don't know the own email. Just remember Gmail. That's all you need to remember.
I can't keep up. Shagmarriedannoyed.
Just remember, you're writing down the name of the podcast. What's wrong with you?
It's just @gmail.com.
Just remember, good Lord. All you have to do is remember Gmail. Then shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Right. God,
why are you still writing?
Because I've started, so I have to stop.
God damn it.
Finished.
Okay, first question from, believe it or not, Elsa is her name.
Let it go, let it go.
I've never met an Elsa in real life.
Is she 7? Or how long's the film been?
I don't know. Well, she's got an email address and she's typed quite well, so I don't know.
Is she a baby? Because she'd be named after the film.
Is she a fetus? Hi, Rose and Chris. Please can you clear up an issue that me and my husband have since before we were married?
Of course.
Basically, it's eating away at me. I genuinely think that my husband, brackets Dave, classic, is a clean and normal member of society. But this one thing he does makes me think he just might play a very clean version to the outside world when he's actually filth, .. just filth. So brace yourself.
Okay.
He has 2 showers a day. Very conscientious of him. However, after he gets home from work, usually after an 11-hour shift, he will have his shower and then proceed to put back on his dirty, filthy work boxer shorts before climbing into bed.
Oh.
Isn't that rotten?
That's horrible.
Isn't that the worst?
Do you know what? It shouldn't be that bad, but that's just, why would you do that?
Dave, if you're listening, mate, God, if you've just had a shower and you're all clean, get into bed naked, man. There's nothing better. Clean sheets and a little fresh bum. I don't know if you've got a little bum or not. What?
I don't like sleeping naked.
You don't like sleeping naked?
No.
No?
No, not nothing to do with you. Just don't like it.
Well, you looked at us, it was horrible.
No, I just don't like it. I get cold and that. But do you know on holiday, when you're naked, because it's so hot, but you have to have a quilt on you?
Yes.
Oh,
I do know that.
It's the worst, isn't it? Even a sheet, and it's just, it's on like one part of your body, one half of your body.
So as you just pick it up and hold it on your cheek like a little hanky.
Just have to have a bit of something on
May
it.
May I suggest a net?
That would be a good idea,
a
actually.
A net would be a decent idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just a fish and
might
just
lying
there like
something.
A little lobster in a lobster pot.
Just can't do it. For the monsters.
You do have to, you have to have it on for the demons who are going to grab your leg. Yeah.
I still can't put my legs out the bed.
Yeah.
Honestly, 32-year-old woman, I can't do it.
I can, but only out the side. I can't do it out the bottom. I can only put my legs out of the side of the bed.
That's really brave.
Yeah?
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Not even...
Get a medal?
Probably, somewhere on the internet. They'll do medals for that.
I'll get myself a medal on eBay. Mm. She goes on to say, I've talked to him about it to try to make him understand the error of his ways, but he's not having any of it. Please, can you have a word? I love the fact that she's had a word with him and he's having none of it.
Mm.
What are you doing, Dave? Why are you married to these dirty boxers you've had on all... Have you worn them in?
And he's having two showers a day. So he's obviously a clean person.
Yeah.
But do you know what? He probably thinks, oh, I stink. It's probably because you've got manky boxers on, Dave. Don't need to wash... You need to wash your clothes.
I've developed a theory about Dave here.
Come on then.
Elsa, Dave, I've got a funny feeling, because this has happened to me, I've got a funny feeling you dry Dave's boxer shorts and or underpants. I don't know what he wears, I don't know what his brand is. Briefs, wide fronts, whatever, it's cool. I've got a feeling that you dry them in a dryer. And I think that Dave puts them on in the morning and they might be a little tight around his little fellas, right?
Mm.
And he's worn them in for the day, so they've stretched a bit. So
and
everything's
then he
ready.
Wants
to win,
but is
and
that
then
a
he's
thing?
Thinking, ah, yeah, and then he's going to bed and he doesn't want to hide the crisp brand new dry ones on because he's going to have to do, what, 400 squats or something before he goes to bed.
Okay. Well,
that's
honestly,
my theory.
I've never wore boxer shorts. Oh, I have actually when I had Robin. I had to wear your boxer shorts
when
that was a
C-section. Sexy time.
Sometimes. but is that a thing? Do they get squished?
I think that's a thing. I'm telling you, I don't think he'll ever admit it to her unless, Dave, if you listen to this now, look her in the eye. Tell her I'm right, because I think I'm right. You've worn those boxers in for the day and they're comfortable.
Yeah.
You've moulded them round your junk, haven't you, sunshine?
Well, that makes perfect sense. Dave, I'm sorry. I take it all back.
Maybe just Febreze them before you get to bed, Dave.
Yeah, just turn them inside out.
Oh!
Done that before.
Bollocks! No one's ever done that.
Are you actually taking the mick?
You've turned knickers inside out?
Yeah.
What?
Are you? Oh, right, okay. Sorry.
That's rotten.
It's not.
Really?
Why?
How long have you had them on?
Like, no, like, from the day before, just the next day. But I wasn't really going anywhere. I'd just been at my friend's house. Is that bad?
Right, so you would have a full day and you'd stay at your friend's house.
And then I had a shower. A bit like Dave, but I didn't want to just put my manky knickers on.
Right.
So I turned them inside out, put them on, and then
just
I went home.
Aim all that filth at the outside world.
Yeah, they just went in the inside of my jeans.
I think that's manky, personally.
Sorry.
I didn't know about that. If I'd known about this on the wedding day, I might have called it off.
Would you really?
Yeah, I'm not happy about this.
It's only happened a couple of probably.
It's more than once! Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Email here from Chloe. She says, hi, I need some help on how to get my boyfriend back.
Get your boyfriend back. Yay, yeah, your boyfriend back. Yay.
I left a pause there. Because when I read that, I thought that he'd left her and she was trying to get him back. And I thought you were going to like gasp. And then I was going to go, oh, he's just playing pranks on her. But instead of feeling sad that she... I thought that you'd be sad that her boyfriend left. You just made up a fucking jingle for
it. It's an actual song. Sorry, if there's an opportunity to sing a song, I will sing the song over any emotion.
I know.
Sorry, Chloe, but... What?
No, he hasn't. No, he's come up with a game to entertain himself while we are shopping, which involves him saying very embarrassing and untrue things very loudly as we walk closely past innocent strangers. Examples include... Just give some examples.
Oh, yes.
How are those anal beads doing?
Great.
How did you get on with that dildo I bought you last night?
Beautiful.
And when are we picking up that bondage gear?
Wonderful.
Please help me with some suggestions on what I can get him back with.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. What I find unbelievable about that is the second one. If I was a passerby and they walked past me in the supermarket and he said to her, how did you get on with that dildo I bought you last night?
Mm-hmm.
If you got it last night, she hasn't ran upstairs and tried it straight away like a kid getting a computer game.
No.
She probably hasn't used it yet, mate. Make it more believable.
Exactly.
Last week.
Terrible, terrible one. I've got a suggestion.
Yeah?
What's his name? Do we know or not?
What is his name? No, just boyfriend of Chloe.
She's just got to say something while they're walking past. Mm-hmm. Here's one for you, Chloe, while you're walking past someone. Did you manage to get them Skittles out your foreskin?
You could have put me in a room with Google for 3 years. And I would never have guessed that's what you were going to say.
Yeah.
What is that?
Just.
Did you manage to get them Skittles out of your force? Are you... What's wrong with you? Where's that from?
I can't tell you.
Yes, you can. No. Why can't you tell us?
You got one.
No, I need to know where that came from. What's that from? I speak for everyone here listening in the world. What the hell is that from? Listen, if you're in the supermarket and you hear someone say, did you manage to get them Skittles out your foreskin, and you buy some Skittles, I want you to let Skittles know, and me and Rosie want some, we want some money from that. If sales of Skittles go up in your area because you hear that and go, I fancy some Skittles, we are having that.
You never know, you know. We're getting quite a lot of listeners for this. It's in the colour of his wee. Like a rainbow.
gives a new meaning to the phrase, taste the rainbow.
Get your mind out there, get out. Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got a question here.
Yep.
Christopher and Rosie, do you have any hidden talents?
Oh, do you want to answer first?
Do you know this? You do know this, I think.
Hmm.
I once...
Did you win the Stuff in a Foreskin with Skittles Championship 2001?
That was me!
Got you! Right.
That was me!
I thought it was in the Gazette. Trophy was.
Yeah. Wow. No, when I was younger, I think I was about 19, not actually embarrassingly not that young, maybe even 20, 21, I taught myself to yodel.
Wow.
You knew that?
Yeah, but I didn't know you taught yourself.
Well, I bought a CD.
fuck me.
Why?
Fucking self-help CD. Just... Teach yourself to yodel.
Yes.
Where was it? Where did you get that from?
Online.
No, you're...
What? Stop. What's the matter?
That's wonderful.
It's just lonely time.
You just sit there in the house waiting for the postman, just devastated not being able to yodel, and he finally came. I can yodel today, ma'am. The postman's here. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
I live with me mum at the time, actually.
That's amazing. Yeah. So that was that's a sign of the times. You were going on YouTube now, but you had actually ordered
the
CD.
I had to order the CD.
That was on your bank statement. You know, someone at your bank went, what the hell is this person ordering? That's worse than ordering porn online. Well, Rosie, I think I speak for every single listener we have at this second when I say, bloody yodel. Take it away.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Remember, Robin's in bed, so don't go crazy.
Oh, yeah, no. Shut the door.
Good Lord.
I don't know if I can do it still. I just want to say I haven't done this for a lot of years. I lost the CD.
You lost it.
I lost it. It's gone. Oh. You ready? Mm-hmm. So he taught me to yodel with he lode hee oh, he lode hee oh, he lode hee. And he taught me to yodel with he lode hee oh, he lode hee, lode hee. He ole, he ole, he ole hee, he ole hoo, he ole hoo, he ole hoo, he ole, he ole, he ole hee, he ole hoo, he ole, he ole, he ole hoo.
Is it too late to change the jingle for this podcast? Okay, I've got a question here from Kirsty McWilliams. McWilliams, very good name. Sounds nice like you're pretending to be Scottish in a comedy.
What's the first name?
Kirsty McWilliams.
Kirsty McWilliams.
It's like you were called Kirsty Williams, then you moved to Scotland for uni.
Just put a muck at the beginning.
You just stuck a muck at the beginning.
And you wear tartan scarves.
Do you remember when you were like a teenager, some friends would go away to uni and they'd come back and they'll have lost their Shields accent.
Oh.
She came back and she had a muck at the beginning of her name.
Yes.
You've been in Edinburgh for one term, Kirsty. It's Muck Kirsty McWilliams now. You English bastard, yeah.
Someone I knew got a job on a cruise ship for 4 months and lost their accent.
God,
I was
the
like,
worst, aren't they?
Go back.
Yeah, it's crazy people Hilarious. Who do that. So Kirsty McWilliams, she's actually sent it in. It's not a question, it's just a tune of her playing on the bagpipe. I'm joking. video of her playing the bagpipes.
It's a brolic moonlit nick of the neck.
Hey, apologies to any Scottish listeners.
Sorry,
now,
guys.
Kirsty McWilliams has said, look, we've just slagged her name off. What is the weirdest thing?
Oh, sorry, thing? But you email, come on, you email fair. In.
Yeah. She said, what is the weirdest thing you are scared of? I have a phobia of feet and birds, and I have a friend who is scared of buttons without a purpose.
Oh.
Brackets, so fake buttons, buttons that have no use, etc. Close brackets, from Kirsty.
Wow. Well,
that's
what?
Mad.
I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah.
Really scared of heights.
See, the thing with heights is it's a rational fear. You can fall from the height.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not, when we go up into a plane and we're flying 35,000 feet, you're not scared of that.
That's fine.
But you're scared of the steps to get to the plane.
Yeah, terrified. That middle bit, I can't
Crazy.
Stand on it. Because I don't know what, it's like, you know, like big hills. I'll have to come down on me bum. I think it's gravity.
When was the last time this happened? Are you talking about sledging? Are you trying to describe what sledging
is? No, I mean, normal people can probably just run down it or walk down it, but I'm like on my bum going, and I have to like slide down. I don't know, have I got vertigo?
Some theatres make me feel, some
the
theatres
rake,
I'll go at the back and I think this is too big.
Have I told you about Steph, my best friend Steph?
Right, I'm aware of Steph.
Yeah, I'm just telling everyone else know that she's my best friend called Steph. She is terrified of birds, so much to the point that there's a certain cafe we can't go to because there's a pond in the middle and there's birds there. And on our other best friend Angela's wedding pictures, we had to go down to like the river. We had to go down the river and get some pictures done. And there were seagulls overhead, and we're all looking at the camera. We're walking towards the camera, the bridesmaid, and Steph is like looking up at the sky. Terrified, just like praying that a bird doesn't come down on her. And we've still got those pictures to date, and they are hilarious.
Frightened, but I mean, as we all know, listeners to the podcast, I know I was nearly killed by a seagull. You know, birds are, I mean, big birds are scary, little birds aren't too bad, but I'm fascinated by this fear of buttons. I've heard fear of buttons before,
yeah,
I have heard of fear of buttons,
yeah,
but specifically fear of buttons without a purpose. That's hilarious.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
That's hilarious. So that would be like, you've got a shirt on, and you go, are all them buttons like doing something? Do they all fasten? You go, oh no, there's a zip underneath, they're all fake.
You're not even using, there's two buttons in my car, that's come off.
Just buttons tops that are just on the floor. Yeah, I wonder if they're frightened of buttons. Although, hold on, do they mean buttons on clothes? Scared of buttons without a purpose, brackets, so fake buttons that have no use.
Do you remember when I made them button shoes?
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is incredible.
When I had a little bit of a breakdown.
We've never told anyone this, have we? Right. So this, I may do stand-up about this at some point, but it just feels, you have to be here, it just feels really nasty. But Rosie is an entrepreneur at heart. She's a great businesswoman. She's had over the years I'm searching for a phrase that isn't hairbrained schemes, but there were hairbrained schemes. Rosie decided that she was going to sell t-shirts and plimsolls with buttons sewn on them. Went to Primark, bought about 60 pairs of plimsolls, bought about 4,000 buttons,
yeah,
put them in a box and did nothing with them.
No, I made a couple of pairs,
yeah,
of like the...
prototypes.
Prototypes.
Yeah. Made I remember the prototypes.
I made a couple of prototypes.
So
glue gun the buttons.
Yeah.
On.
Can I talk people through the prototypes? Yeah. Go on. Do you want to? So what you did was you made a t-shirt. The t-shirt was lovely. I saw the t-shirt and it was a t-shirt with a little pocket and you stitched the buttons across the pocket.
That was cute.
You made two prototype plimsolls. You made one prototype, which was you sewed all the buttons onto the plimsoll, which took ages to sew 40 odd buttons on the plimsoll. Then you bought a glue gun for prototype number two. You glued them on. They look great until you put them on and bent your foot and buttons flew off everywhere like a fucking Claymore landmine.
For a while, I was like, I'll test them out.
There was all blokes who'd been in the war taking cover down behind the benches in the park. They're firing. They shoot him. Oh, major, look. Little button from a plimsoll.
Got it.
Oh,
I tried.
I forgot about that hairbrain scheme. That was craziness.
I'm just a proper businesswoman at heart. I've just got terrible ideas.
Failed businesswoman.
Failed. I'll come up with something one day. If you'd like some plimsolls with buttons on.
No, don't.
Come off. Then I'm your girl. Babadoo, 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 ba. Now this one, we've been asked a few times and I've just kind of ignored it. But I thought, well, I'm a little bevsky doing the podcast at night. Why not open this can of worms? Dear Rosie and Chris, what has been your worst argument to date? Love, Lucy.
That's a really... So the one time we're recording the podcast at night and drinking wine, you want to talk about our biggest arguments.
Yes.
Okay, this might be the end of the podcast, guys. Just subscribe.
Better
and
a good run.
Do you want to go first?
Worst argument. Right, okay. Worst argument in my eyes has been at Zita and Peter's wedding.
Zita and Peter.
My friend Zita and Peter's wedding. Lovely wedding. And we got really, really drunk.
Really drunk.
Robin was only little. It was one of the first times away from him, actually, overnight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got shit-faced. I used to smoke years ago. Mm-hmm. Don't do it anymore. But sometimes when I'm really, really hammered and it's like a special occasion, I just want a cigarette. I don't know why. It's just inbuilt. It's like ingrained in us. It's disgusting, but whatever.
And dangerous, kid. Don't do it.
Don't do it. But, you know, drunk. One. I wanted one and you were so hammered and you got on your high horse.
Yeah.
And you were kicking off.
I was fuming, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculously so, actually.
Yeah. But I didn't tell you. I just stormed away and you were like, where are you? And I was like sitting in the car wanting to leave. Yeah. Hammered, like an idiot, deciding I was going to... I didn't drive, don't worry, I didn't drive, and I don't condone driving at all. It would have been a disaster. But I was like, I'm going to leave because you want to smoke and I don't like smoking. And you got really angry and tell them what you did.
I threw my shoe at you, but I missed you.
No, it hit the side
did
of my
it?
Face. Yeah, it hit the side of my face. Yeah, and then it bounced across the car. Sorry. I was more annoyed about it hitting the car. In fact, when I sent that car back, I got a bill for a little rip in the leather and I guarantee it was off your bloody shoe.
Oh, don't really.
It probably was now that I think of it, yeah.
Gosh. I'm so sorry. That's terrible, isn't it? I think we were just so,
Like, that thing
I think
exhausted.
We were just so drunk. And at that point when Rob, I think he was only about 5 or 6 months, we were so tired.
Yeah.
And just
when
emotional.
People ask me for parenting advice, genuinely one of the biggest bits of advice I give, because God, I don't know what I'm doing. No one knows what they're doing. But the bit of advice I give is, guess what? When you have your first couple of nights out after having a kid, watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you will get pissed. Like that.
Yes.
You will get so drunk. It is amazing how drunk you will get so quickly.
And you're so, I was still so full of hormones.
Yeah.
And we were, you were back on tour. We were both absolutely shattered with a newborn baby. And I think we just went a bit crazy. I'm so sorry.
Honestly,
I'm
not. It's fine. Love you. But honestly, so serious, right? Think of the most drunk you've ever seen me. It was just after, it was wetting his head. In scare quotes, when all me and all my mates went out, that ridiculous tradition where all the blokes just go out and get hammered and leave the woman at home with the new baby. One of the drunkest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
And another time when he'd just been born, I did exactly the same. And it's because your body's just going, it's like, I imagine it's like running a marathon and then necking 5 pints.
I can see where you're coming from, how it's really hard for you.
I meant for both. No, I just meant that's the drunkest I've been. I meant for both of
you. Just said.
No, I meant for like humans in general. I was just using my experience of just careful.
How was the labour for you? Was it exhausting?
I'll be honest with you, the labour was very loud. You could have held back a bit, and the Wi-Fi in the hospital was shocking. I was bored senseless.
How is your pelvic floor now after the birth? You all right?
Well, I know how yours is because we're banned from trampoline parks because you're pissing yourself. Right.
I've not done that for a while, so shut up.
When was the last time you did it? Last time I went to the trampoline park?
Possibly.
There we go. one of the biggest ones we had, one of the biggest arguments we had was when I was doing the arena and I was asking you've got this thing. It was going to be one of my beefs, but you've got this thing where if I ask you to do something too many times, you'll deliberately not do it.
Oh,
yeah?
I know what you're talking about.
And I kept asking you to ask your sister if she could have Robin for the night because I was doing the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you were coming. I know your mum was coming. I know my mum and dad were coming. So...
What, did you think that you'd have to stay at home and look after Robin?
I thought
was
I was
going to
have to cancel
about?
It, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chris, sorry, we haven't got a babysitter. You need to stay at home with Robin on the night of your biggest gig. Of your life.
So I kept saying, can she definitely have him? And you're like, yeah, I've asked her. And I was like, well, can you double check? And you were like, no. And I understand that I am annoying. And we had a massive row about it. Now, we're like shouting at each other because you were wound up and I was wound up. And it's the first time I've ever stormed out of the house. I grabbed my car keys and I stormed out of the house. Mm-hmm. Right. And I slammed the door and I got in the car. And I remember getting in the car and going, okay, what do blokes do?
What did you do?
What a bloke's doing in this situation. I sat on the drive for a bit.
Yeah.
Went and like tried to put some music on Spotify. I drove out into the street and I drove down our street and then I stopped again and I was like, where do blokes go when this happens? I was like, Robin's in the house. You're in the house. All my stuff's in the house. I'm not going to go to a hotel because it's not that bad. I can't go to a pub because I've got the car. I'm not going to my mum's because she'll go, why are you here? And I go, oh, I've argued and she'll worry. I just went around the block and came back.
Oh, but you know what you could do now?
What?
Listen to a little podcast.
You know what it is? I could listen to a podcast now, yeah?
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got a question here from Rachel. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was listening to the last episode of the podcast and laughing my head off at Rosie's story about the guy eating a Chinese in the cinema. But I think I have a weirder one.
Oh, right, okay. This is going to become a new bit of the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just what rank people do in public.
Man eating the Chinese in the cinema may have had more traction than the foursome.
I think possibly it did, yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Come on.
Me and my boyfriend went to a preview showing of a film at 10:30 a.m. on a really cold February morning. A guy came in on his own and sat down a couple of seats away from us. The film started... And he started eating a fab, brackets, the 80s kids ice lolly.
My favourite ice lolly, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which I thought was a bit strange. Then as soon as he finished it, he pulled out another one. One by one, he ate 8 fabs in a row.
At 10:30 in the morning.
At 10:30 in the morning in February.
He's my spirit animal.
Ha 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 Brackets, yes, 8 fabs during the course of the film. I don't remember much about the film because I was so busy commenting on each fab to my boyfriend as he ate them. And I was getting more and more hysterical as it went on. Oh, and partway through the film, he shushed my boyfriend because his straw made a noise in his drink.
Oh, do you know what, though? That poor bloke, he's got the pictures, have his little fab addiction, and they're laughing at him.
Hey, I hope he had a cool bag, or that last fab would have been like a slush on a stick.
I know. I love fabs. They're actually my favourite.
Fabs are the worst. But that's...
8 fabs.
8 fabs in a row. And they're going to melt, so he'd be hoying them in his face.
It's just beautiful. I would love to have seen that.
8 fabs. What a guy.
Well done.
Yeah.
Some would
absolutely
say...
absolutely wonderful.
Fabulous.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
High five.
Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Celebrity question. This week's celebrity question is from the gorgeous Joe Lycett. Thank you, Joe, in advance.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. It's your old friend Joe here. And I've got a very important question for you. I wanted to know, what's your favourite ring on the hob and why? Mine, I think, is top left. And that's because it's the only one that works currently. Because I'm having my kitchen done. Love you lots. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Goodbye.
I love Joe Lycett so much.
Oh, he's great, isn't he?
Good crack. Great question.
It's a great question, actually.
What's your favourite hob?
My favourite ring on the hob. We've got...
We're a bit posh, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got a 6-ring hob.
Haters gonna hate. Potatoes gonna potato.
Not even just a 6-ring hob. One of them is a doubler. One of them's a doubler. It's got the big one and it's got the little one in the middle.
None of our pans are big enough
it's
for
like
it.
It's like a wok hob.
Yeah, very annoying.
Wok hobster. Wok hobster. Wok lobster.
Please.
Don't. Mental note, never do this with wine ever again.
No.
You're pissed. Your face is red, I can tell.
Sorry.
And I've just been singing wok hobster.
My favourite hob is... My favourite hobber ring... is the...
Why don't you just answer it? Stop hobbering around the question, Rosie, and answer it.
God. Little teaser.
This guy. Who is this? Who is this guy?
Stop. I'd say mine is the medium-sized ring.
Medium-sized ring?
The middle two. In the middle, yeah.
We've got middle two. We've got two the same middle-sized rings.
Middle.
Mine is... I'd say mine's the big one because it makes us feel powerful. You can do an egg in like a second. It goes... just blitzed it.
That's what it sounded like before it was an egg, you know.
It's like you've napalmed it. How dirty does the hob get so quickly? It's depressing, isn't it? It's depressing.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Your mum comes and cleans that hob, bless her. And I can literally make...
Would you stop telling everyone that my mum cleans for us? That is a secret little job that nobody knows about.
Well, don't
because
pay
I'm
her.
A stay-at-home mum.
I pay her in compliments.
I clean. I do the cleaning. Shush.
Bollocks. Literally, that hob can be clean and I can make a bowl of cereal at the other end of the room and somehow the hob's dirty.
I know, it's scruffy.
It's infuriating.
Should have got one of the electric ones where you just wipe it.
Oh, they're even worse.
They're depressing.
I've had
they?
An electric one before. There's no middle ground with the electric one.
No.
It's either not on or the pan is screaming for you to put it out of its misery.
And you don't feel like a proper chef. I feel get chefy with the fire. Do you know what I mean? Like flambé that shit.
Flambé?
Flambé.
Flambé?
Chefy. Do you know what I mean? Pancakes.
Well, I think I cook now. I'm feeling a bit chefy. Feeling a bit chefy cheese.
I'm pissed.
I might be slightly tipsy. Guys, thank you very much. Good night.
Good night. Babadoo, 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 ba. There you have it. Another episode done and dusted. Episode 9. Please join us next week for episode 10.
Good counting. I didn't think you'd make that number there. That was a stretch, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we may do this again, slightly tipsy. We may not. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Rosie, what is it?
shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Happy day, she's learned it. Thanks very much, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.